To the editor. How long does it take for a fixed income to lose its buying power? We could ask an ONTC pensioner or survivor, as it's been 15 years since our last raise. The last four are because the Ontario Pension Board, our new administrator, blames the public service pension plan for being underfunded. Not to worry, the OPB has a plan to fix the problem by 2028. I can't wait. No, seriously, I can't wait. It won't be long till the menu is ketchup sandwiches and lukewarm water. By 2028, they'll likely have to be open-faced. Turns out we paid for our raises when we transferred to the OPB, PSPP. The PSPP underfunding has nothing to do with ONPP pensioners and survivors. Unfortunately, our raise decision is at the discretion of the administrator. We cannot challenge that decision, we would lose in court. I'm very concerned about those of us that have reached financial hardship because of no increases. Please let me know if you, your parents, your grandparents or your friends are having trouble. The OPB has tunnel vision, they are using the money we gave them for our raises to help with their underfunding problem. Our health and welfare should trump that. Use our money for us. Steve Murray, ONTC 6131, 206-1360 Martin Street, White Rock, BCV 4B3W5. Editor's note. Trudy Filbert writes to Beta Day. This information is definitely incorrect. It is not 15 years since ONTC pensioners had a raise. It is 25 years. I retired in 1997 at age 46 with 27 years of service. We got one raise in 1998 and have not received anything since. I am 72 now. ABSOUTLEY, no raise since 1998.